It's the start of another work week, but we've got you covered with this edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. I'm your host, Chris McPherson, and while the Eagles players are off on Monday, we've got a lot to recap from the first weekend of full squad practices. We'll have highlights from the majestic Military Appreciation Day at Lincoln Financial Field, the fans' first chance to see the team in action in the 2017 season. We'll also meet a mammoth of a man in guard Chance Warmack, but first on today's show, two of the members of the Eagles broadcast team that will bring you the preseason games, Dave Spadaro and Mike Mayock, had a chance to chat about some of the players they've seen thus far in camp, and there's one rookie who's caught Mayock's eye.
We welcome you to Eagles Training Camp 2017 here at the NovaCare Complex. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Mike Mayock, NFL Network, and, of course, the color analyst in our preseason broadcasts, which, Mike, are, well, right around the corner.
Can you believe it?
No, I really can't. I mean, four consecutive Thursday nights, and I think the highlight for me for the entire training camp will be week three, not just because the starters play, but because they're going to be practicing with the Dolphins Monday and Tuesday, which is a great week to really get a feel for both the veterans and the rookies with 3 days of intense competition.
And then we can overreact like we did 2 years ago.
Sam Bradford.
Sam Bradford went 10 for 10. listen, Mike, it's great times here in Philadelphia. Second year of Doug Peterson, Second year of Carson Wentz. A lot of new faces out here. How do you think the Eagles did in the offseason?
I thought they had a great offseason. You talk about what they've done just in the last 2 years in getting Carson Wentz in the building and what it took to get Carson Wentz in the building. The ability to then spin Sam Bradford and pick up a first-round pick that you lost when you traded up. Some of the moves they made in the offseason, I'll tell you, the draft itself, love Pumphrey.
Interesting. Why? I'm starting to love him. I just can't imagine a 175-pound kid in the NFL. But then I see that he doesn't drop any passes. He's got incredible quickness.
He had almost 1,200 touches for a 175-pound running back at San Diego State. So think about it. It's not just his quickness or his explosion or his ability to catch. His durability, he didn't miss a game basically for 4 years. He touched the ball, as I said, 300 to 400 times a year and didn't get hurt. So you're not only talking about, hey, he can catch the ball out of the backfield, we can line him up in the slot, but you're talking about toughness. And when you add them all up, to me, he's intriguing.
Do you see him in the Tyreek Hill kind of role with this offense? What role do you see him in? A move kind of player?
Tyreek Hill is faster, straight line. I mean, Tyreek Hill's 4-3 all day long.
Okay.
Pumphrey's quicker, you know, quicker than fast sometimes. And I think the role that I would see with him offensively is he's a chess piece. And I think what Doug Peterson and Frank Reich are going to love is that all of a sudden you've got Sproles, you've got this kid, you can change the pace and go with LeGarrette Blount, talking about offseason moves. So I think all of a sudden if I'm a safety or a linebacker and I see Sproles and Pumphrey in the huddle, I'm going, oh, no. Because I don't know if they're both lining up backfield, both wide, one each. It's a great chess piece.
Is the Eagles' offense ahead of the defense now? Do you have a feel for who might be more advanced at this stage?
I don't know which unit's going to end up being the better unit. But what I do know is they both got better, and that's what's important. And, you know, we talk about Carson Wentz all the time, but last year he didn't have anybody to throw the ball to. Watching 17 run around,
yeah,
that's pretty cool. Alshon Jeffrey catches everything. That's a game changer. Zach Ertz, Burton, Pumphrey, Sproles, all of a sudden, Torrey Smith, you've got a different-looking offense out there. And defensively, I think the front seven will compete with anybody. The issue is on the back end at the corner position.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike, what are your concerns for this football team?
It's the corner position. Mm-hmm. And all conversations for this team are going to come back to that. You got 10 guys that have been signed within the last 15 months. Mm-hmm. They don't have anybody that's a veteran outside Patrick Robinson. And Jalen Mills is the only guy that's even started a game as an Eagle corner.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you learn on the job.
Dude, there's a lot of learning to do at corner.
How do you cover it up if you're Jim Schwartz?
Jimmy's a great coach, and his philosophy is four down. We're going to rush with four. We're going to protect the back end a little bit. And I think when the four down rush is so good, the addition of Jernigan, again, another offseason move, Derek Barnett, the first-round pick, Chris Long, they're really going to be good up front.
How good is the Eagles' offensive line, Mike, in your opinion? We see a lot of raves about the O-line. Is it that good?
It's really good, and obviously Lane Johnson has to play 16 games, which he hasn't done often. Jason Peters has to play like he did a year ago. Seumalo has to step up. But there's some depth now. Chance Wormack, you know, I think he's pretty interesting. Wisniewski,
yeah,
you know, as a backup.
Sure.
All of a sudden there's seven or eight guys, and I think that's – it's not just your starting five. It's how good are you seven or eight deep, and I think the Eagles are pretty good.
Mike, what is your theme for the preseason? What do you want to see from this football team?
I'm the Bill Belichick school. I don't worry about how many wins at the end of the season or at the end of the preseason. I want to see this team get better every practice, every snap, and carry it all the way through the season. And if you do that, wins take care of themselves.
Mike Mayock, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Great seeing you, and we'll see you August 10th. Eagles at the Packers, Lambeau Field, the preseason opener just around the corner. Thanks for joining us.
At Alabama, Chance Wormack was a part of not one, not two, but three national championship teams. In fact, Wormack's offensive line is considered one of the greatest in college football history, and it was coached by Jeff Statlin. Wormack was a top 10 selection of the Tennessee Titans and has started 48 games in his career. He signed with the Eagles this offseason and is trying to rejuvenate his career, once again coached by Jeff Statlin. Wormack is the subject of our Eagle in Focus.
I just want to thank the Eagles organization for having me here. You know, this is a great opportunity. You know, I'm happy to be here, happy to be in Philadelphia. I know so much about this city, great history here, great fans, and, you know, I'm just excited and ready to go.
Chance Wormack, offensive guard. Coach Stoutman was just influential for me for a long time since I was playing in college. He knows how to get it out of you as a player. Going to the next team, I really took that into consideration just because I know what he can do for me in terms of my skill set and how I can play on this team and running this game.
Chance and I had a lot of success together in the past. I know Chance like the back of my hand, and I know where to start. I know where his vulnerabilities are, and I know where he needs to improve. I'm excited about getting back with him.
What I'm hoping to learn from the other guys is basically just their experiences. You learn from experience, that's the best teacher, I always say. You know, it's a lot of older guys on the group. Anything new that I've ever seen on the field, whether it be a new front or a new play that I'm not familiar with, I'm always asking millions of questions and just trying to get better every day. As a football player, you want to be the best at everything, that you aspire to be the best at everything. So just working on the little tidbits of everything, the play, technique, the calls, the hand signals, everything. What I'm trying to bring to the Eagles organization is just my explosiveness, my toughness. You know, I love contact. And just being efficient, I want to be as efficient as possible. Every play, pass, run, play action, any type of play that's being thrown at me, I'm trying to be efficient at it. Playing this year in Philadelphia, I want to prove that I'm a good player. You know, I'm a great player. I know that personally within myself, but I've always had to prove others, you know, about my capabilities ever since high school, on the college, and even in the league. So there's nothing new for me. You know, I just keep plugging at it, keep chopping the wood, and succeed in what I want to get.
If you weren't at the open practice on Sunday, we'll forgive you. Just stay tuned as we'll have some of the highlights right after the break.
I've been an athlete for as long as I can remember. In the summer, I was taking a long bike ride, and when I looked up, a tree had fallen across the shoulder of the road. And when I came to, I couldn't feel anything below my neck, and I thought my life had changed forever. I was helivacked to Jefferson Hospital, and the Rothman doctors did an emergency procedure and fused the vertebrae in my spine. Now I'm back on the bike, I'm enjoying myself, and it's all thanks to the Rothman doctors at Jefferson.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee, and there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Welcome back to the show. What an amazing turnout it was at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday for the first open practice, as well as Military Appreciation Day. Fans had to wait an extra day due to the weather, but it was well worth the wait. Here are some of the highlights. Tuesday is the first live hitting practice of Eagles training camp. We'll be back on Wednesday with highlights, exclusive access, as well as a one-on-one interview you won't want to miss. I'm Chris McPherson signing off for this edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day, everyone.